It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Governor Peter Shumlin was in Chester this morning to view the damage from Monday night's fast-moving storm in the Windsor County town. Town officials say more than 3 inches of rain fell on Chester, creating the worst flooding since Tropical Storm Irene almost 3 years ago. Joining us now is Chester Town Manager David Pisha. David, you know, this storm hit a lot of areas, and people are wondering, why did it cause such damage in Chester and the surrounding areas, including Andover? Was it a lot of rain really fast?
I think it was a lot of rain really fast, but there were some streams that look quite picturesque at the moment that had risen so far. The stream was flowing 6 inches or more above the bridge, so it was just a real true flash flood that just swept through the area.
So can you tell us what has been the worst of the damage so far? What are we talking about here?
Well, there's a variety of roads. We're talking quite a bit of gravel, washouts, etc., a lot of plugged culverts. The river moved up on Potash Brook Road to the extent that we will probably be constructing a new bridge just to accommodate the move in the river. Our sewer plant, one of its pump stations was hit. The Rod and Gun Club saw a big portion of their area swept away, and that's used for training by the police, the sheriff, the state police. It was not just roads, but a wide variety of infrastructure, homes, a lot of things.
No injuries?
No injuries that I'm aware of.
Now, there's a bit of deja vu here. You've been through this before when Chester had its share of destruction with Irene coming through. That was almost 3 years ago. How does this storm compare?
Well, certainly it's not as severe, but, you know, right now the meter is still running, but we're probably at $600,000 worth of damage just to infrastructure that we need to fix, repair, replace.
Did your experience with Tropical Storm Irene help in terms of your response and preparedness for this storm?
Oh, it certainly did, because once again, as we are going out to the roads with gravel, each driver in each of our trucks is keeping a log to note the day he took the load, the amount, which road he went to. It's just a replay of record keeping that we did for Hurricane Irene. In case there's some reimbursement potential, we want to be ready.
Well, let's talk about the next steps for Chester. In terms of the recovery, are you starting to develop a plan, and has the governor offered any assistance?
Well, certainly the governor was basically on a fact-finding mission, just wanted to see the damage. He wanted to meet with some of the citizens, hear their personal stories. We're still assessing damage. Right before you called, I got off with my public works director just minutes ago, and he's finding a culvert that is collapsing basically right before his eyes. It was weakened by the storm, and it just continues to deteriorate.
All right. Well, we will be following this. David Pisha, thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
You're welcome.